Welcome to the Limitless Mindset Podcast. My name is Blake Clark, and I am the founder and visionary of Limitless Real Estate and also the team lead of the Clark Team. My goal with this podcast is to show you that your possibilities are truly limitless with the right mindset and outlook on life. On this podcast, you're going to hear from not only myself, but also other members within our brokerage, as well as my team. And we're going to be discussing all things real estate, mindset, goal setting, and what it takes to build a good business and succeed in life. Thanks so much for joining us and welcome. All right, guys, welcome to another episode of the Limitless Mindset Podcast. Before we get started, I just want to give a quick thank you for those of you guys that are always commenting, sharing, passing the message along with those that you think may benefit from it. I see the comments, I see the DMs, I appreciate all of it. So just wanted to take a quick moment to say thank you guys so much. Just trying to help get the message out, help some of you guys with your mindset, your business, and share some of the things that I've learned along the way and pass the knowledge down. So again, thank you. I wanted to hop on here today and share a quick story, something that happened this week that I think is completely relevant to some of you guys that are just starting out, whether you're going down the self-employment journey or maybe you're working with a company and you're kind of contemplating on where you guys want to go. Today's message is going to hopefully help dial some of that in and at least give you guys a different perspective and a way to think when considering what opportunities you guys have on the table. So my son, he's 14. He finally went out and got his very first job this summer. He approached me and, you know, said he had wanted to go work. And of course I said, hey, that's awesome. Great job. You know, passed him a phone number, some people I knew, some friends of mine that own some companies. And he actually took the initiative to reach out to a few of them and ask for a job. Thankfully, one of my friends, shout out to JP, ended up picking him up and letting him do some grunt work around his shop and give him the opportunity. So my son was super excited. And as we were on our way to work, the other day we were talking about it, and he was talking about his wage and, you know, what he was going to get paid and if there was other potential opportunities out there, if he didn't like doing something like this exactly. And we got on the topic and I said, you know, one thing you're not taking into consideration is the opportunity that you have in front of you. So for example, let's say he was making $14 an hour at this job. His mentality would be, well, if I can go make 15 or 16 bucks an hour at McDonald's, why don't I just go do that? And obviously, I'm always a proponent of you going out and trying to scale your income as much as possible and chase opportunities. But there is a cost opportunity involved that you might be missing out on in some of these businesses that you guys are potentially choosing or not choosing to go work for. And the way that I broke it down to him was that the experience, the people you're going to be around, the skill sets you're going to acquire, the people that you're going to observe running a business behind the scenes in his current position would cost him so much more money if he didn't have that experience down the road, because he's going to learn some pretty valuable skill sets and he's being surrounded with some pretty high value people, because a lot of people go into my friend's business. They bring a lot of, you know, high-end vehicles. They're small business owners. He gets to see behind the scenes of how one of my friends runs their business. He's got to see behind the scenes of how I run my business. And I advised him, you need to really stop thinking about, you know, just the hourly wage, but also look at a lot of the experience that you're gaining right now and how that's going to be a trade-off. Obviously, he's young, as most people are. I was one of those people too. And we don't always think about the value in a job, not necessarily from how much we're going to get paid or if you're in real estate, how much money you're going to save on splits, because we're so focused on that hourly wage or paycheck. But what we're not taking into consideration is, what kind of skill sets am I learning right now? What does my environment that I'm in, what is that giving back to me, right? I want to share something with you guys too. One of my very first jobs that I had that I took initiative to go get was when I was 12 years old. My parents, you know, always gave the famous line, if you want that, you need to go get a job, right? And for me, I wanted some decent clothes. You know, we didn't grow up with a whole lot. I didn't have the nice name brand stuff. I was wearing the Payless shoes and, you know, the old t-shirts and things like that nature. And all my friends at school, you know, some of them had the nicer shoes, the nicer Nikes, the nicer Vans, the nice pair of jeans, you know, that were 60, 70 bucks at the time. And my parents just couldn't afford it. So their famous line was, well, if you want those things, you got to go work for it. So I found a job. I wanted to work for it. The pain of not being able to have nice, you know, clothes for school really resonated with me. And with that being said, I went and found a company that was out by my parents' house at that time. It was one of the only things out there. Shout out to Arizona Soaring out there and Maricopa. For whatever reason, the owner of that company, his name was Bruce at the time, took a chance on me. He saw a young 12-year-old kid, and I don't know what he saw in me, but, you know, I rode my bike up to that place and asked if I could have a job. And he's like, yeah, we have a lineman position is what it is. And what that position is I would have to get there in the mornings on weekends. And I would push airplanes out of the hangar, these gliders, and my job was to wash them. My job was when they would land on the runway, I'd help to help push them back onto the runway into parking spots, things of that nature. The kicker was, guys, I was only getting paid $2 an hour at this time, right? Which at 12 years old, one would consider to be pretty decent money. But there's something that I learned that was extremely valuable in that job that, looking back, had I not learned that, I can't say that I would be as successful as I am today, because one of these main skill sets that I learned was how to deal with people at a very young age, right? This is where I scaled up in a leadership position in management pretty quickly, was through a very variety of opportunities that I was given along the way. But that was one of the very first things that I was given as an opportunity to kind of see the impact of your personality and customer service on your income. So back to what I was saying, I was getting paid $2 an hour at this job. However, where I really made my money at was on tips. The better job I did, the more polite I was to customers. You know, when they come in and they would land their private airplanes, I would take the plane, I would help them push it into parking spots. I would clean it. I would get some cleaning elements out, you know, wash the bugs off of it, things like that. If they were loading their planes up and disassembling them and hauling them out of the airport onto trailers, I would help do that. And the more helpful I was to them, the better attitude I had, the more I smiled at them. Usually that meant the more tips I got. And I picked this up very quickly. I was like, okay, I gotta, you know, always have a good attitude, to be optimistic. That's really where the money's at, not this $2 an hour I'm making over here. So my pay was directly correlated with my personality, my attitude, how I was, you know, conducting myself, how helpful I was, how friendly I was. If I was having a bad day, bad attitude, guess what? I didn't get paid. This is very similar to those of you guys that maybe worked in a waiting job, a serving job, right? You get paid a low wage, but the more friendly you are with people, the more helpful you are, the better of a job you do, the more money you make in tips. It's no different than when you work with yourself, guys. The fundamentals stay the same. The more helpful you are, the more friendly you are, the more outgoing you are, typically the more money you guys are going to make in business. I just didn't realize at the time that those skill sets I was learning were going to carry me to this point today. So I was talking to my son about it, and I said, listen, you're missing out on this opportunity. You wouldn't be around the same type of people at fast forward over at a fast food joint that you would over here at this business right here. You're getting to hang around people that make a lot of money. They're small business owners. They drive nice vehicles, nice cars. There's probably a lot of knowledge and things that you can learn and extract just by being around those people every day and being helpful around the shop, conversing with them, behind the scenes of one of my friends and the way he runs his business. Why don't you sit back and pay attention and see how he does all of those things instead of just, you know, flipping burgers, which, by the way, guys, there's nothing wrong with that. Just the point of this message is what's the cost opportunity you're missing, right? In a job position like what he's in right now, there's a huge upside. Yes, it may not always be financially the hour wage, but what's he learning, right? What's the cost of education that you're getting? So I would invite you guys to really consider this and your guys' current position and where you guys are working at, and think above, you know, maybe I'm not making the exact amount of money that I want to make, but what other opportunities am I benefiting from by working here at this company aside from just a paycheck, right? If you were smart about it, you guys would be taking a lot of that knowledge, that information, things that that company has provided as a community for you to come work within and learn from that, right? That's no different than you going and paying for a college degree. You're there to learn. You're going to pay for that. It's no different. You're just paying in a form of a reduced wage to learn things. So how this translates, by the way, for those of you guys that are listening that are in the real estate world, maybe you're a realtor, maybe you guys are a lender, things of that nature. I get this a lot now as a brokerage owner. One of the very first questions I get is, what's your splits? How much are your splits? What do you got for me, right? And that right there is always a red flag for me when people come in. And one of the very first questions that they have for me is, what's my cost? How much money do I save them? Because all I'm hearing is, you're here for you. That's it. You're not here to actually learn anything or benefit from me, or you don't see the value in all of the things that we provide as a company to you. There's a reason you tend to pay splits, and any brokerage is, it should be based on the value that they provide in the resources and the tools. The higher the split, the more value, the more resources, the more tools, the more education you should be provided, all the way down to the other side of the spectrum on a flat fee, where you get pretty much damn near nothing, guys, because I came from that environment, so I completely understand. And I didn't expect them to really give me a whole lot for a flat fee environment too. But what I can tell you is it cost me a lot. being in that environment, not being around people that were high performers, not being around people that were running a business at scale, not being around somebody that can train me on lead gen, people that can train me on conversations, having a team leader, a broker that would actually get in a vehicle and help me go close some deals and give me some OJT on the job training. Most of that is non-existent in these flat fee brokerages. So while I thought I was saving myself some money on the front end, well, I think when I get my license, I'll just go over here to this flat fee brokerage. And I did okay. I figured it out along my way. I can't help but think of how much money I actually lost along the way trying to just figure things out on my way instead of maybe, you know, going into a brokerage that, yeah, maybe had a little bit higher in fees, but they gave me so many more resources, right? Maybe they gave me a CRM that I didn't have to pay for and they trained me on it. They taught me how to properly lead gen. They taught me how to properly close deals, right? Instead of all those appointments I went on that I didn't understand how to close a deal, I could have had a team leader, a coach go along with me or the broker and teach me how to do this. So this is something that I would think very much on what you guys can do and the value that you guys provide or that the company you guys are going to work for will provide when you guys are going into this, you know. Don't always look at how much money can I save? What job can pay me the absolute most? You guys really need to look at things from a well-rounded situation and say, what can I learn from this job? What resources do I have available? Yeah, I might pay a little higher slits, but I'm getting better training. I'm getting better resources. I'm getting better community. I'm getting better environment. You know, it's like the age-old question. What are you making right now? And if you're somebody that's making, you know, 80K a year on a flat fee schedule, well, what if I could, you know, take you to make $500,000 a year after splits, but I charge you 50-50? That question tends to trip a lot of people up because they say, well, why would I pay 50-50? I'm not going to do that. Yeah, but I just took you from 80 to 500K after my 50-50 split. You're still making $420,000 more than what you were making before, right? So this is a question I would ask myself when you guys go into this is what opportunity cost am I missing? Am I thinking only from a financial standpoint? And am I not taking into consideration the cost of education that I'm actually gaining in this position and combining that with my income, right? You're either going to have to pay for mentors. You're going to have to pay for tutors. You guys all know how it goes. You go and pay for college education most of the time where you have to spend a lot of money, right? Without actually getting paid for it because you see value in it. The company you guys go work for, the brokerage you work for, whoever you guys go work for to mentor under or learn or be employed, you guys need to look at things from a well-rounded situation and not look at just what they're paying you per hour, but what are all of the other advantages of working with that company, right? If you guys are a real estate agent, what are you really getting for your splits, right? If they're charging you a split, are you getting that hands-on training? Are they paying for your CRMs? Are they paying for your guys' leads? Are they paying for your signs? Are they paying for your lock boxes? Are they paying for weekly trainings and masterminds? These are all things that we provide. So it's really easy to justify our value because we're one of the cheapest when it comes to splits for everything that we offer out there. But a lot of people tend to shy away from that because they hear the word split, right? So it comes down to the value, guys. Really pay attention to what it is that you are getting. Don't look at things just from a monetary standpoint, but look at things from an opportunity standpoint and what resources are available on that job that will help you guys grow to the next level and continue down the path of career progression rather than just trying to figure this kind of stuff out on your own. As always, thank you guys for listening. Hopefully this adds some value to you guys and gives you guys a different perspective. And I really appreciate the comments, likes, and shares. That's all I ask is if you found value in this, please share it with somebody you think that would benefit from hearing this. And as always, if you guys are looking to join a like-minded community of individuals, total group of badasses, small business owners, real estate professionals, title holders, representatives, lending, all of things small business, guys. We have an amazing collaborative group that I've created. We get in there and do private coaching. You guys can find more details on that at www.blakeclark.com. As always, guys, I hope you get out there. Let's crush it. If you guys found value in today's episode, I ask that you guys share this with anybody that you think may benefit from hearing this. Obviously, I do this for free. I do this to help you guys. I do this to help obviously impact other people that are looking to grow and scale and improve their life. So all I ask is that you guys do share this with somebody that you think it could help and benefit. I greatly appreciate it.